A big kia ora. Hello and welcome to Luke from Body Insight. Morning, man.
Good morning.
I do this every week. I'm really sorry. There we go. Say good morning to everyone again.
Okay, good morning.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah, so Luke joins us from bodyinsight.nz and he's been taking charge of my transformation from dad bod to six-pack brickle.
Yeah, that's what people are apparently going to start calling Bjorn. No one has yet called him that.
I've still got a wee way to go before that becomes...
You're 4 kgs down. That's big time.
Yeah, well, we did the scan last week and sort of had a bit of an update on sort of just past the halfway period. And yeah, pretty pleased, actually. So, I mean, it's my birthday at the moment, so the weekend was a little bit of a blowout, I will be honest. But back on the horse today, so...
Yeah, I heard it was your birthday, so I brought you a gift.
Let's talk about this. So you've been here for already about half an hour this morning, setting something up down in the basement. Yeah. And this is something that you do... somewhat regularly, because I've seen you post photos on Facebook of you doing this.
Yeah.
An ice bath.
Yeah, I've been doing ice baths for quite a while, but I probably do it maybe 1 to 4 times a month, depending on how much free time I have that month. It is a bit of a chore to drive out to Sanford's, the fish markets, pick up a big bunch of ice and then bring it back. And...
so you get salt ice, right?
Yeah, salt ice.
Why salt ice?
Because it's colder. Okay. It freezes below.
Stays colder for longer
as well.
Stays
colder. Yeah, it's a bit more of an intense experience.
Okay, so for anybody listening, like you hear, you know, we've been talking about health and fitness and well-being and all this kind of stuff, and we've gone over a bunch of different aspects of it over the past few weeks and things, and there's all your obvious stuff about healthy eating and that's... how does getting in a freezing cold tub of water filled with ice, how is that a good thing?
Actually, a few reasons. The most popular one that everyone knows about is you see athletes jumping into ice baths after they work out, after they have a game or something. And that's because it flushes lactic acid out of the muscles. It promotes circulation. It helps you recover from workouts faster. Big in mental health. They've done some studies and research on this. It actually stimulates the blue spot in the brain, which produces noradrenaline, which mediates or lowers symptoms of depression. So there's some connection between ice therapy and cold therapy and mental health.
Wow, that's quite interesting.
Also helps your body produce more white blood cells. So it's strengthening your immune system, even though it's, you know, it's uncomfortable.
And is that because it's like a shock to the body?
Absolutely. Your body has to react and recover and get back into balance. So, and then sort of the last benefit in this sort of goes along with the body adapting to this cold is it activates brown fat in your body. And the brown fat is what generates heat and actually burns other fat.
Right.
So you want to be activating brown fat. And that's almost your body's adaptation to... hey, this thing called the human body is starting to get colder and colder. How do I make sure that I can get warmer faster in the future and not have such an intense reaction to this cold?
Sheesh, do you ever get used to it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do some breathing downstairs just to get your body oxygenated and jump into the cold. Yeah, so, but there's really no strategy. Just go in, and the more you think about it, the worse it's going to be.
Oh, well, because I've been thinking about it all weekend, because I was like, if I think about it a lot, because I knew this was coming, and I'm going to be the one who's getting in the ice bath, by the way. Josh is going to take care of the studio side of it.
I've got to take care of it, man. I'm sorry. I'd love to be in there.
He's got a job to do.
Look, I'd love to take a bath with you, but not today.
He would love to reenact that scene from The Hunger Games and volunteer as tribute, but he can't.
No, I can't. My hands are tied contractually.
So, yeah, I'll be going down there and getting it. I've been thinking about it all weekend. I've been trying to mentally prep myself so that, and tell myself that I'm not going to feel the cold. Just going to get in and I'm like, it's a sensation. It's a sensation. Like anything is a sensation.
That's very mindful.
That I will just find interesting.
Well, we'll go down. You've set up the ice bath downstairs. How cold is it, Luke?
Right now it's 10 degrees, but I have to add the ice.
Okay, so it's just filled with water. So the ice is going to cool it down pretty quickly, right? And obviously you don't want to put it in yet because it would already have melted, you know, and then it would start heating up again. So we're going to put that in as soon as we finish talking here. And then when we come back, I guess I'm getting in this thing.
Yeah, 2 minutes. You can do anything. Anyone can do anything for 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So it's not just a dunk. I don't in. Woo, that was cold. Where's the hot chocolate? 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Think of it like a sugar craving or sugar temptation. It lasts about 2 minutes if you just sit and let it be there and then it'll pass. So this is you being with that sugar craving for 2 minutes.
All right.
Well, if sugar cravings felt like this, then I probably wouldn't want one. So.
All right. We'll get into the ice bath. Well, Bjorn will get into the ice bath coming up next. Bjorn is about to jump into an ice bath. How are you feeling, bro?
Oh,
Feeling all right. I've just been doing some big deep breathing exercises to flood my body with oxygen. Actually, just got a bit of a head rush as I stood up there.
Great.
Holding on to something so I don't fall over. Feeling good. Are we? How are we going, Luke? How's the water looking?
The water's ready for you to go. I've got a stopwatch here that I'll start as soon as you are in there.
Okay, so now, we're going to do 2 minutes.
Okay, great. And just one thing, Bjorn, for everyone who's just tuned in, what actually are the health benefits of jumping in an ice bath? Like, are the kgs just going to, like, freeze off you or what?
Yeah, they freeze and then you chip them off from the outside, much like you're defrosting a chairlift on a ski field, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha. So it's like ice blasting off warts.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So it's, anyway, Luke can tell you all the health benefits. Maybe you can chat about that while I'm in there, because I don't know how much talking I'm going to do for the 2 minutes that we're in, but...
Okay, well, Luke...
It's ready. Okay.
Luke, why don't you give Bjorn a countdown and he can jump in and start this 2 minutes in the ice bath.
Is it best to sort of slowly go in or just band-aid it?
You go one leg, other leg, and drop.
Oh, okay, here we go. Okay.
All right, let's go. As soon as that second leg goes in, I'll start it for you.
Whoa! Okay.
And down you go.
What's happening, Luke? Is he in?
There it is. Woo, he's in. And he's the first few minutes or first few seconds, it's like this. Just adjust. Slow the breathing down. Slow the breathing down. It'll calm down.
It gets
easy. Look, he's already calm.
So
his breathing is pretty much normal. It's pretty much normal. It's only been 20 seconds, and he's already pretty much sort of calmed down and he's relaxing. I'm going to ask him to get a little lower because I want his shoulders.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is his shoulders in? Where's the water level?
What's that?
Where's the water level? Is it at his neck? Is it at his stomach?
It's at his neck.
It's around my neck.
It's at his neck. I'm going to get him to go a little bit lower so you can get the back of his neck in it, because that's when you really feel it. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long are we in now? Are we at the halfway point, Luke?
We're at the halfway point, and I'm going to give him a little challenge towards the end.
I think I'm lost feeling in my legs.
Like, he's already talking normally. You can give him an interview. Give him some trivia. He'll get it.
Hey, Bjorn, how are you feeling, like, really? Luke says you've got your breathing under control. So has it gotten easier?
I've sort of lost a lot of feeling in my hands and feet. It's really a bizarre sensation. I don't know, man. I've stopped breathing hard, but my whole body is feeling interesting.
It's almost like it's beyond cold. It's not cold. It's like tingling.
It's prickling. Oh.
He's about got 30 seconds left, which is not that much time. And at the end, he's just going to dunk his head down.
Okay, I'll dunk the head,
Oh, fantastic. Like, oh, all right, so we're getting the head under. We're getting the head under at when the 2 minutes is up. Bjorn currently in an ice bath. And Bjorn, are you feeling healthier?
I feel a lot healthier, I feel like I may have lost maybe a kilo.
Oh, great. You're feeling light?
You've got a green light to dunk whatever.
Oh, and then am I out?
Yeah, then you're out.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yes. He did it. Oh, he's under. He's holding.
Is he holding his breath?
He's holding.
Make sure he hasn't passed out because of the cold.
That's superhero status. Oh, he's great. He did great. He's walking out. He's going to do a little movement now. Or it's probably colder now afterwards because of the wind. Don't stop moving. Just start moving. Do a little tribal dance. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, he's got to get circulation back into his...
He's doing push-ups right now. Oh, nice work.
So is the theory to sort of try and start sweating now?
He's doing a CrossFit workout at the moment.
Try and get some movement back. Don't forget we're on Facebook at the moment. Bjorn getting into an ice bath to try and chip away a few kilos this morning by freezing them off. I think that's a scientific thing that we're running at the moment. Facebook.com/LifeFM. All right, Bjorn, back on the line. How was that?
Oh my gosh, it's almost like an out-of-body experience, to be honest. Like, I've dunked with some cold water before, maybe, but nothing like that. And just sitting in it and almost trying to embrace it is bizarre. Like, I wasn't even shivering. Like, yeah. Just this weird... I feel like my bones have cooled down and my soul has been chilled. It's just, it's quite an interesting experience.
Are you feeling good now? Like, is it sort of like a painful during, but you get a bit of a rush afterwards?
Yeah, because it's different to, obviously it's way colder than probably most situations you ever find yourself in. But because you're in it for a short time, like I'm not shivering now and I actually feel pretty good. Like I'm getting really warm. My
that's
skin
good.
Is like tingling all around my hands and up my arms and.
That's the fat, bro. That's the fat disappearing.
It's liquefying as we speak. So what's going on right now? Is this like blood rushing to the skin
now
or something?
Now as the body's warming itself, now the blood flow is coming back and starts circulating again. But you want to keep moving. You want to make sure that your body's warming itself up from the inside
right.
out, which is good that you were doing those squats and push-ups.
I remember seeing a video where Bear Grylls showed you what to do if you ever fell into like a freezing river somewhere and he jumps inside of it fully clothed and then he gets out. And he rubs snow into his hair to try and dry it, which I've never seen before. And then, push-ups and star jumps and all that kind of stuff. So I've got to keep doing a little bit more of that because, I'm feeling invigorated.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, if you want to catch a video, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/LifeFM.